first and only public hearing this evening is conditional use number 1915. Michael Van Drunen.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a manufactured home installation business and related equipment storage. For a parcel located on or land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 3 acres more or less, lying southeast of Route 293, also known as Dodtown Road, 1/4 mile southwest of Route 5. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey provided by the applicant, shows the existing structures and area for parking, et cetera. We also have received a packet of information. I apologize to the commission for not mailing that out earlier. It was received on November 29th, and we didn't realize it was in the file until December 5th when a letter of opposition came in on this application. For the benefit of the record, for what was submitted by the applicant is a packet containing a petition in support. It contains 16 signatures. There's a parcel map. The parcel map is highlighted with some other businesses in the general area. There's a company profile taken offline from a Choice Auto Sales business, a Homeworks business, and Shady Oak Farms, and also reference to a Delmarva Yellow Pages on Evergreen Tree Service. And then there are several photographs attached to that document. I have provided the commission with a copy of all those documents. We received comments from the Department of Transportation. Those comments were received on May 31st of 2011. They make reference to Dodtown Road, Road 293, from 292 to Delaware Route 5 being near Harbison. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service of Dodtown Road is level of service A and will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the Sussex Conservation District, received a memorandum on December 6th, and are advised that there are 3 soil types on this parcel, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected by this application, that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and it may be necessary for some on-site drainage improvements depending on the amount of construction. Attached to that memorandum was a copy of an aerial photograph and related documentation from the Sussex Conservation District relating to soil types and their capabilities. This project was applied for based on a violation that was submitted to the applicant, and that's why we're here this evening to discuss their application and their response to the violation notice. We did receive a letter on December 5th from Michael and Kathy Slitter, which I'll have to read rather to summarize. We were unable to physically be present at the hearing due to a prior commitment, but I'm writing to oppose the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a manufactured home installation business and related equipment storage on Dodtown Road, Harbison, by Michael Van Drunen, reference tax parcel ID 135-17-19. We were one of the first property owners to build our home in 1982. The land was sold to us by Carlton Moore as residential with restrictions. A few years ago, the property adjacent to our home, the Chris Glenn family, tried to get a variance for conditional use to operate a business from his residential property, and residents down Dodtown Road got together hiring a lawyer to fight this from happening. Mr. Glenn then withdrew his request. We did not buy our property years ago with the intention of having businesses operate from our neighboring residents. Van Drunens have not adhered to the restrictions placed in the original land lease. We have called the county numerous times due to old mobile homes being brought to their property and left in an unsightly manner. A large building has been placed in the back of the property with equipment stored for business purposes. There is often loud noises from tractors and large trucks coming in and out. Their property is piled with rubbish, dirt piles, and an embarrassment to our neighbors who have nice homes and are proud of our downtown area. There has also been rodents seen due to the trash that had accumulated on that property. We would like to see the property belonging to Butch and Michael Van Drunen be cleaned up, the business equipment and debris removed so all the residents can live in a peaceful, beautiful residential area, which was stated in our lease when we purchased our property. In conclusion, we wish for the County Planning and Zoning of Commission of Sussex County to deny this request of Michael Van Drunen, and it's signed by both Michael A. Slitter Sr. and Kathy T. Slitter. Excuse me. I would just handle this. I haven't seen this one. Hold on. I was just handed a few minutes ago a series of photographs. There are five, which I'll pass down. Are they the same? They are different. Okay. There's five photographs. This is to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission from Bob Davison, property owner adjacent to the Van Drunen property. Reason for objecting to zoning change. One, devaluation of adjacent properties. Noise, dumpsters being loaded and unloaded, and equipment running. The unsightliness is unsightly now, would probably be worse after zoning, and is not in keeping with the AR1 agriculture residential neighborhood. Excuse me. Gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Whaler. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Whaler appears to have an exhibit with him. Are you going to be putting that on a board?
Yes, with your permission,
sure,
Mr.
Please,
Chairman.
Please, yeah, like please to do. What I was going to say, folks, is anyone who wants to get up and take a closer look at the exhibit while the hearing is in progress, please feel free to do so. We just ask that you do it quietly and not have any conversation while you're up there. But by all means, you certainly can't see it from where you're sitting, so feel free to get up and take a look anytime you would like. I'm sorry, Mr. Whaler, go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's just a blown-up copy of the survey, which you have in your possession, but Mr. Van Drunen will be addressing that when he speaks shortly. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Mr. Lank, Mr. Abbott, Mr. Robinson, my name is Jim Whaler. I'm with the law firm of Steen Whaler and Schreider Fox in Ocean View, Delaware. And we represent the applicant for CU number 1915, Michael Van Drunen. I was retained after the application was filed and after this was scheduled for a hearing. With me to my right are Mr. Michael Van Drunen, the applicant and the president of Dutch Brothers, Inc., which has been operating a business from the subject property, and to his right is his father, Cornelius Van Drunen, who previously operated a business on the adjoining property with his son. The parcel for which Mr. Van Drunen is requesting a conditional use is located at 20077 Dodtown Road in Harbison. It's 3 acres in size, and as you know, the property is zoned R1. And which is an agricultural residential district with low density as per the comprehensive plan. The surrounding area contains agricultural, residential, and we submit some commercial uses. In that regard, Mr. Van Drunen will be pointing out to you on the assessment map that's been submitted some other nearby commercial uses by Choice Auto Sales, by a landscaping contractor, Homeworks, and a nursery tree service business, Evergreen Tree Service. All of which are in close proximity to his 3-acre parcel, and there are other commercial uses not far from the property in nearby Harbison. If you see fit to recommend approval, Mr. Van Drunen would like to continue to operate his business, which involves contracting, and he's also an electrician. He's been operated for the past 8 years by himself. And his father now works for him, but previous to that time, he worked for his father on the adjoining parcel where the essentially same business was operated since 1982. So we have a business on the two parcels that has been in operation for almost 30 years. Such business is limited from the site in that the employees arrive at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then they leave on company trucks and take what equipment is needed and don't return to 5 p.m. in the evening. This company works both in Delaware and recently, because of the need for additional work, works in the nearby states, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And on the weekend, of course, such trucks and equipment would be stored overnight. There is also, as has been pointed out, a storage building to the rear of the property where electrical supplies, building materials, and tools are stored. And there are presently two dumpsters on the property. The general configuration of the property is as shown on the survey dated September 8, 2011, which has been filed with the Department of Planning and Zoning, and which you should have before you also. As I said, there are nearby residential uses, but our client's business and his father's business have coexisted for almost 30 years with these residential uses. And as you can see from the petition that's been filed, 16 of his neighbors, including the neighbor directly across the street, have signed a petition in support of this conditional use and allowing this business to continue. And I would say,
excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have side conversations, please do so out in the lobby, because if I can hear you whispering, it's too loud. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. As I've stated, that 16 of his neighbors have supported this application, which I submit as strong evidence that the business has been conducted in a manner that has not been harmful to his neighbor, and that both Van Drunens have been good neighbors. To my knowledge, there was only one formal objection filed, and then I understand a second one was filed and just read into the record by Mr. Lank. Mr. Van Drunen will tell you that the growth is continuing in his business. He now has 12 employees, and this is due to his entrepreneurial spirit and the fact that he's gone out and sought business in other states. And as I said, the business really operates away from the property. There's no construction on the property. There's no maintenance even of vehicles. That's all done off-site. There's no fabrication on the property. The only real noise and activity occurs twice a day during the week when employees arrive and when they leave. As noted in the record, there's no central sewer or water that's on site. And Dodtown Road itself, from the report from DelDOT, appears to be not at all heavily trafficked. It shows only 9 vehicles per hour at peak travel times. And this property is located on a stretch of Dodtown Road where it has good sight lines. He has a driveway for ingress and egress. And there is the advantage of having a site here that diverts traffic away from the more heavily congested routes 1 and 113. And as Mr. Van Drunen will attest, his company has a stellar safety record. There have been no accidents, no problems in that regard by his trucks and vehicles. And there are benefits, obviously, to the county to continue an existing business, to keep 12 people employed. There'll be gross receipts taxes paid and construction and permanent employment if this company is allowed to continue. This will accrue to both Sussex County and the state of Delaware. Our client has included pictures in the exhibits showing you the business is currently operated, pending the county's hope for approval. It has cleaned up the site and will certainly agree to restrictions to try and even make the site more attractive in the way of putting in the record restrictions on business hours and screening of any unsightly conditions that might be determined to exist by the commission. If you have any questions of me at the present time, I'd be glad to try to answer them. If not, I will call Mr. Michael Van Drunen to speak about his business and his application.
We'll hear from Mr. Van Drunen.
Okay. Mr. Van Drunen, please come forward, state your name and address for the record, and then please discuss your application and the type of business you're operating at the present time.
Okay, thank you. My name is Michael Van Drunen. I live at 20077 Dodtown Road. I own and operate Dutch Brothers Incorporated, which is a general contracting electrical contracting company. We primarily work in Lewis area, Rehoboth and Long Neck, and then also working jobs out of state in Pennsylvania and Maryland. I do have 12 families, 12 employees who work for me, who few of them work out of town with me, so. I've been working there with my father. My father started a company next door where I grew up. And ever since I was a little kid, I always worked with them. And as I got older, I was able to get my electrical license and go out on my own, and which then we just started Dutch Brothers, and my father came to work for me, and we continued a family business and working with the same group of people and same contractors and whatnot. So, any questions?
If that concludes your presentation, we'll ask.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to just ask a few
questions,
if I might, just to get some further testimony. You've heard the letter that was written into the record.
Yes.
By Mr. and Mrs. Schlichter, I believe their name is. Where do they live in relation to your property?
They live across the street, approximately four houses down to the west of me.
Okay, and some of the allegations they've made in their letter concerning bringing unsightly trailers and allowing trash to accumulate and rodents. So would you address those allegations?
Rodents, I've never seen any kind of rabbits or rats or nothing around my place. I mean, just rabbits and deer. The only house that ever was brought on my property is the one I currently live in, which is a modular home, at Cape Cod. We brought it in there. It probably sat for about a week before we actually had a crane to set it up. The trash and stuff, and we have dumpsters where when we've been cleaning up around the shop quite a bit lately, and we've been using those dumpsters to throw the trash and weeds and yard debris and take it into the proper facility, whether it's waste management or the recycling for lawn waste and stuff.
Would you confirm my statements that I made, if they're correct, about how your business is operated? I mean, what actually is done on site?
The only thing that's done on site is storage material inside our shop, equipment and trucks parked behind our shop where the employees come and they get in the vehicles, take the equipment that's needed for the day and our trailer and take it to the job sites, and all the jobs are done on site. And basically, when they come back, everybody leaves at 5. Come back to get in their vehicles. We try to keep everything parked in the back, out of sight. Nobody wants to work past 5 o'clock, so I don't encourage them to work past 5 because you gotta have time to be home. So,
are you agreeable to conditions being imposed as far as?
Yes. Any kind of screening or hours where it was recommended, that we would be more than happy to do so. I'd be more than happy to put any kind of screening up or whatever is recommended for it to make it more presentable to the neighbors so that they don't have to see the equipment and trucks.
Do you know of any sites that are properly zoned that you could afford to purchase and do your business?
None that I can afford. Most of all commercial properties are well out of anything I can ever possibly afford. So,
I don't have any further questions.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for either Mr. Whaler or Mr. Van Drunen, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the letter that I'm reviewing right now that was submitted by the Slitters, they talk about mobile homes, plural, being brought to the property. You're saying that no mobile homes have ever been brought to your property?
No, my house is a modular home. It comes in on carriages. It looks like a mobile home. There was two units, two halves, which they were both picked up by a crane, placed on permanent foundation, and then the corporation who built the house came and took the frames back with them.
Okay, so the Slitters apparently must be mistaken in their letter.
There's never been a mobile home brought on my property.
Can I add to that?
Yes.
Was there ever any mobile home type structures hauled into your father's property on the adjacent land?
It's maybe his house when he first originally put it in, because his was traditional.
I'm not talking about the house you live in. I'm talking about for a purpose of storage.
No.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The letter also references to restrictions being placed on the property. Are you aware of any restrictions that are on the property that preclude any businesses?
Only restriction I have on my property is I'm not allowed to raise hogs, another type of animal similar to a hog, or any commercial chicken houses.
That's what I read, Mr. Johnson, also in the deed downstairs. I don't know if there's other restrictions involved in that subdivision or not, just on that one lot.
Okay. So just the one lot, the lot in question is the one that has the restrictions about the hogs and the chicken houses. And can you describe for me again your business? Because what I'm looking at is the application was for mobile home installation business and related equipment storage.
Yes. Well, the father's company originally started as a mobile home installation company, and which by set of mobile home, we learned to do the carpentry, the siding, the concrete, and eventually I became an electrician. And since then, we ventured outside the mobile home and doing additions and steps and decks. But it all started from the mobile home industry, because by doing that, we're versatile in every trade, which we, since then, we are more stronger in the building and the electrical end of it. But we still continue to do mobile homes.
So a more accurate description of your business would be as a general contractor?
General contractor and electrical contractor.
General electrical contractor, okay. So what kind of materials are stored on your property?
We have inside of our shop, we have like siding, ladders, electrical wires, plugs, switches.
What's stored outside?
Outside would be the trencher, bobcats. We've got two bobcats, a trencher, and the company vehicles, and attachments to the bobcats.
And how about construction material?
Construction material is located inside of a lean-to off the building. We may have a culvert. We got like a culvert, plastic PVC culvert pipe running along next to the shop for storage, and maybe a couple of little odds in like concrete steps or something.
And there was discussion about dumpsters. How many dumpsters are on your property?
We have 10 dumpsters total, 5-12 and 5-20 yards dumpsters, which we use for, we have them at the shop for right now cleaning up, and when we do jobs where we have leftover metal for recycling, we'll come back through that metal one dumpster. When it gets full, we'll take it to the salvage yard. And same thing with any of our material we have, or from like we take it to the job site and we use it for cleaning up the job sites and stuff, and we take it to the dump.
These are your dumpsters?
Yes, they're our private dumpsters.
And so I'm hearing you say some of them are used for recycling metals and
mm-hmm.
materials, and others are used for the actual construction sites.
Yes.
Are these?
Can I expand upon that?
Sure.
Save it for later. But how many dumpsters do you actually use on the site for things you do on site? Most of them are going to job sites while you're doing work on job sites.
It all depends. Sometimes we'll have two or three, one for, say, aluminum, steel, and a couple for lumber and yard trash and whatnot, and a couple for the job sites.
But, I mean, how many basically do you use on the site, typically daily or weekly or whatever?
I'd say three.
Three, okay. Sorry, Mike.
When the other ones are there, they'll be stored there as well.
What I was saying is that three are primarily used on the site mm-hmm. for the things that happen on site, where the others are come back and forth from
yes.
job sites. Okay. Sorry, Mike.
That's okay. I lost my train of thought, but I'll let it move on. That question possible.
Well, if something comes back, we'll come back to you.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
Are you planning any additional construction of any buildings on this site?
What's that?
Are you have any plans for any additional construction of any buildings on this site?
In the future, if things go well, we may extend the shop if needed. But as of right now, we have no intention to add anything else to it.
You mentioned that you would buffer or fence or screen to kind of contain the commercial activity from the residential activity. How would you propose that?
I would propose planting bushes and a fence of 6 foot, say vinyl solid, that surrounds the compound area and keep everything concealed behind it, and then even plant some bushes around that.
So where the gravel lot line, you would propose fencing that in?
Yes, like I show you right here. This is my house currently. This is a fenced in backyard. I would propose to put a fence up to close to my property line, down and then back around to conceal this area right here from view from the traffic or any neighbors.
Okay. And that it would be, you wouldn't care if it was a lattice fence or a landscaping or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Are most of the family members in the business?
Yes.
The 12?
Yep, my brother, my father, my mother works in the office as well, and one of my best friends who has been with me for as long as I can remember, he's worked for me, and the people that we hired outside the family, it's like family.
Okay. No further questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I think I understand the application. I do have a question or two, and that's about the petition in support.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you circulated that. Did you tell me your address again?
My address is 20077 Dodtown Road.
Okay. So most of these addresses then are within what? Half dozen or so home
houses
sites
down, to either
the,
way. Yep.
To the north,
left,
south,
right.
East, or west?
Yep.
Okay. Did you have any problem getting these signatures? Nope. Did anyone make any comments when they did?
Nope. They were all more than happy to sign it.
Uh-huh. I guess my question would be, what do you think that these 16 people saw that charmed them enough to sign this as opposed to the letter in opposition?
I have no idea. I mean, a lot of those people have been living there as long as I can remember. I occasionally see them when they walk by or wave to them as they pass by. We just asked them when we went with the petition, we just explained that what we're going through, and that if there's any reason that they see that we should change or do anything, and there was, as far as what most of them said was, we have no problem, we have no reason to complain against you, and they were more happy to sign it right away and support.
They could see your efforts, apparently. If I understand your testimony, you've been doing some sprucing up in preparation for this hearing, putting a good face forward, and you've said you're willing to go along with any reasonable conditions or things that.
And we will continue to.
Commissioner, counsel. Yeah. All right. Thank you. The parking lot. Any plans to put stone or anything down on that?
Yes, our mailings, crushed up concrete, our asphalt, to clean it, to keep the weeds down and make it look presentable.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
I may have missed it, but did you state your days of operation?
It's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. Typically, a lot of guys don't show up till 8.
And do you need a sign so people can find your location?
We would like to eventually put a sign out there.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right, then, we thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
If I might just have Mr. Van Drunen Sr. speak briefly.
All right.
This is Cornelius Van Drunen. And Mr. Van Drunen, if you would tell the chairman and the commission a little bit about the business you previously conducted with your son, where it was located, and also if you would speak a little bit about these other businesses I mentioned in my opening remarks, Choice Auto Sales, Homeworks, and Evergreen Tree Service, and what you know about them.
All right.
Would you mind doing that?
I moved down to Downtown Roan. I was the first house on there for, I was there about 6 months before Schlitters got there. And but I started working out of the house as a family business, as a mobile home setup, and eventually grew. I had a couple employees, and then the boys came in, and then the youngest one, Michael, became an electrician, master electrician, and got his license, and then we decided we'd better off to. I was signed everything over to him because I'm retiring. Stayed on as a supervisor, overseer, kind of. And he liked to change the name to Dutch Brothers because he had AC Power and we had Butch's Mobile Home Repairs. And it's stigma around the Lewis Rehoboth area. If you're a mobile home company, they don't want you to work on their house. So we changed it to Dutch Brothers. It has a nice name to it. We're last name is Van Drunen, so we're Holland Dutch, so we got the little windmill logo. And so that we built the shop in the back, and we always had the impression a home business didn't need to do anything. You was allowed to do a home business, so that was kind of shocked me when we grew, and we brought in new employees, and we grew. We didn't realize it, and until we got the letter, that kind of shocked us. So we immediately applied for the conditional hearing permit. I have 5 acres beside me, beside Michael's property, and which now we've been subdivided into two other partials. And my oldest son's going to move into the one partial behind. And the pile of dirt that Slitter's talking about, we're putting in a 50-foot right-of-way, and it's on my property, and we're piling up the topsoil to distribute back to where the house would be going. Rats, we've never had a rat around there. So, and the other businesses, Evertree Tree Service has been there for 20-some years. He's always worked. He's getting like me. He's getting a little bit older, slowing down a little bit more. The other companies are newer companies that have just moved in. They're like one's landscape. Out on Route 5, right beside us, there's two other landscape companies. And then we have Lawson's, just had their conditional hearing come through. And they're just no more, maybe half a mile from us. And basically, we've all worked for 30, I've been there for 30 years. And when we went to do the petitions sign, all the neighbors that signed on it says, "Oh, we know you were doing this business. You've been working. We can't understand this either." And that's basically what I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Yeah, you can take a seat. Mr. Whaler, do you have any
questions? Mr. Van Drunen, Senior?
I don't think so. Okay. Thank you.
Well, that concludes then our presentation.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1915, Michael Van Drunen? In favor. All right, sir, you come on up.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Jason Browning. I live at 20082 Dodtown Road, which is directly across the street from Mr. Michael Van Drunen. I've owned the property for 5 years, and I'd like to say that I'm in favor of his application. I think that it should be approved in respect to the mention of mobile homes being brought in and stored in 5 years. I can only speak for 5 years, but the 5 years I've been there, there's been never a mobile home brought in or stored. I've had no issues with trash or debris from their property. In respect to traffic, noises, things like that, I have no complaints. There's seldom any noise and there's never been any high traffic or situations or problems or obstruction in the roadway. I think they run a tight operation over there, and they're good people just trying to earn an honest dollar, and I respect that. And they've hired other people, you know, and they're trying to, you know, support other families through working and making an honest dollar. The dumpsters, they're recycling, they're keeping trash put in dumpsters, and in my opinion, as a neighbor across the street who's only been there 5 years, they're doing everything right, and I totally support them. I see no, at this time, no negative impact to the neighborhood, and I live directly across the street. You know, in the event that it's he's agreed, you know, to put up a fence, et cetera, that would probably make the area look a little more attractive, as it would any person's yard. But in respect to them operating the business, I'm totally in favor. I've had no problems at all, none, rodents unheard of, mobile homes never been seen. I'm not sure where those things are coming from. But in the last 5 years that I've lived there, no problems at all. I support them totally.
All right, sir, we thank you. All right, who's next? Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Yes, sir, step right up.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies. I'm Vincent Lickman. I live 1,700 feet northwest of Mr. Van Dronen.
Okay.
Came there in July of 83, and we had a little bit of a messy situation. With a simple talking to, he didn't have no bickering problems. He cleaned it up. And what I have to say about the whole matter is he's running a business. I have Evergreen Tree Service, very low key. I was grandfathered in 1989. Be it as it may, we're sitting here, and it's not the business, the five people that comes on the property stay. How much does he employ out in the field that we don't see? Jobs is the name of the game in this world today. He runs a low-key operation. He's doing good. God bless him and let him run with it. A couple little fence maybe, a couple pillars, cedar trees planted, it would hide a lot of it. But he's recycling. Number one, he's recycling his waste. I'd say he's about 85% recyclable. What more could you ask of a person? Gentlemen, have a good evening.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1913? Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name is Mark Wyatt. I live directly beside Butch Drumming. Mike lives the second house down from me. May I show you this?
Well, you need to show it to our attorney first, but I don't...
Yeah, we don't really have the capability of showing that, and if you do show it, it has to become part of the record. I mean, we'd have to keep whatever you had on there.
You'd have to give us...
the tape.
What's that?
You can have the tape.
All right, well, tell you what, why don't you, if you can explain what's on the tape, and we'll take the tape, and the tape, then what's on there, we'll look at it, and it'll be part of the record.
Well, where Butch's yard is, butts up to mine.
Okay.
Where his brown barn is, for 9 years I've asked him to clean the trash pile up. Mike tells me he's going to clean it up this weekend. Other than that, if they put a fence up, it'd be nice. Okay. And he cleans his briars up on my fence line, because I do live beside it. And since Mike has taken over, it has cleaned up. But other than that, before this took place, it was a pigsty. And I'll give you that right now. But other than that, you can see the tape.
Okay.
I mean, but since Mikey has taken it over, he's cleaned it up. I'm trying to find the words without. Mike's cleaned it up pretty darn good.
Okay.
But that's since this has been taking place. He's cleaned it up. And the exceptions, you can, the tape will explain everything.
Okay. Pop the tape out, we'll take
if,
it.
If you would, yeah, then we'll have to get it circulated or something, find a way to.
I think we can do that.
Yeah. You know, we just don't have the means to show it.
I gotcha. Can I give it to you?
Yeah. Yeah, make sure it's part of the record. Thanks.
I'd like to make that a part of the record for when it goes to county council.
It will be automatically.
It'll be part of the record. We'll
okay. That is saving.
All right, sir. Who's next? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Evening. My name is Phil Watkins. I live at 20145 Dodtown Road, Harbison. Basically, it's I believe their property is 2 to 3 houses down on the same side as my property.
Okay, thanks.
I'm the one that called the county several times this past summer about dumpsters overflowing, trash blowing all over the place. I have pictures on my cell phone, but they won't print out as nice this past week.
Okay.
There's dumpsters back there. They're uncovered. I used to run a construction business. Anytime you have a dumpster, they're supposed to be covered. You don't leave them sitting in your yard. This is not a landfill. The trash does blow. Mark, my next door neighbor that just spoke, he has an opening in his field. When that trash blows, it blows over onto my property as well. I've spoken to Mark about it. I didn't want to create any problems. I just wanted people to clean it up. I've seen piles and piles of tires. The county came out there and had them remove that. That's coming off their trailers. They accumulate. They bring trash back to the property. When they leave from the, I don't mind them having a few dumpsters around, okay? But this is not BFI. BFI has a trash facility down on 24 where they store the dumpsters. These guys, they're making money. I have no problem with that. I'm all for it, okay? Let them rent a piece of property to store all this stuff. We're in a residential neighborhood. I took my life savings and built a house out there. I had, there was a double-wide mobile home on the property that I bought 8 years ago. And I cleaned, I had it removed, improved the neighborhood. I put a $500,000 house in there. And when you drive down our road, any one of you can take a ride down there, that's got to be one of the eyesores of the whole thing. I have no problem with these guys putting a fence up. They put a fence up, stockade fence, block it. It'll do justice for the neighborhood and my property, because I see my property losing value. I never got notice of this hearing happening. I happened to hear it from a neighbor. No, there was no paper. Van Buren's never come beat on my door, and I lived, you know, basically right next door. The signatures from Mr. Chaz, I understand. He runs a business, but you don't see his equipment. He lives in the woods deep where you don't see his equipment. It's never been a problem. All right. The other gentleman spoke. I believe he lives in the woods as well, deep in there. He pulls out, and that's what he's going to see that, but, you know, nothing's going to blow in. But all this stuff, I pull up to my house. You can more than welcome to come. You drive in my driveway. You can look to your left, and that's all you see is junk. There's boats that have been sitting there for years. I mean, it just seems like it's a catch-all for trash. You guys haven't put up a stockade fence. I don't want to see it go commercial type of building in it. No, I've heard noise as much as 7 a.m. and quit at 9 p.m. So from 7 in the morning to 5 is not true. I've heard lots of gunshots. You know, they go back there doing a lot of shooting. I'm not opposed to that, okay, but it gets to be a little ridiculous at times. I've seen some rodents running around. They said they haven't, but mice are going to run regardless. I just rather them when they go pulling their dumpsters, when they bring them home, have them empty. I took pictures. These dumpsters have been sitting for over 2 weeks overflowing back there. The county's come out before and had them remove the trash. I don't think a residential neighborhood is a place to store dumpsters.
Okay.
And like I said, my life savings, if I had known this was going to happen, I wouldn't have built my house there. So, but again, if they put up a fence, where it's not as much of an eyesore, and just limit to what they bring in, I'm not opposed for them to do it.
Okay.
And as far as it goes, I'm the one that had Choice Auto. Choice Auto doesn't exist. Simple fact is, I went to the county. County says residential. I could put one car for sale in my front yard. I, at that point, says, okay, fine. You had to establish a business somewhere. I had to go out and find a commercial piece of property to run a business. I could not run it there. One car sitting in your front yard, you just don't cut it
right.
when you're trying to make a living. So Choice Auto was only established there as a starting base. One car in the front yard for sale. I took it out on Route 9. And then after that, for medical reasons, I had to shut the business down. So basically, I'm retired, and we built our retirement home there, and that's our life savings right now. So.
All right, sir. We appreciate
your comments. Question, please. What was your address?
20145.
Okay, because I was looking at the list of neighbors that got notified. What we do in the process of sending notice, because it's only a courtesy, it's not required by any law that we would send notice. We sent out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 10 notices, and we go within 200 foot of a site, only as a courtesy. If you're within 200 foot of the site, we missed it.
But yeah, I'm not much more than 200 feet of that.
That's why you weren't notified. But it's posted in two newspapers, and it's advertised on the site with a sign.
I saw a sign basically last week for the first time.
That's right.
And Mark Wyatt's the one informed me of the hearing.
Okay. Right. I just wanted you to know what the process was.
Right.
We have established it as a courtesy to go 200 foot just for immediate neighbors, and anyone else would see the sign anywhere or the advertisement. Thank you.
All right, sir. All right, then, who's next? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? All right, then, there being none, before we close the hearing, I want to thank you all for your patience and your cooperation of being here with us this evening. I can assure you that your comments will be taken under advisement, and we are going to adjourn this public hearing, and when we do that, you're going to want to get up and leave, and you're going to want to start talking. It's a natural thing to do. We have a lot of other business to transact. You're welcome to stay. You're welcome to get up and leave. You're not welcome to talk till you get out of the building. So thank you all very much. We close the public hearing. You may remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.